Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front and with great apologies because I'm on my cell phone. And I have to tell you that my cell phone's been having major problems. I'm about to get a new phone, that's correct. And the other thing is that my home phone is on the fritz. Can you imagine? Yes, of course you can. Everybody can. Isn't that the way my life goes? It's just the nature of the beast. Anyway, speaking of beast, so it's brutally hot outside, but of course you know I love this. And so yesterday I was in the studio. I have to tell you, it's been harder and harder for me to run out of the house earlier and earlier because I've been so, well, I've been kind of busy not playing my drums yet, but I'm actually practicing, so between the music book and the live YouTube videos, which I have to say, the YouTube videos are really extremely helpful. You can get real art lessons on YouTube. So that's what I'm kind of doing right now. So I've just learned the 8 different hand movements, and 2 of them are called a slap. One's an open slap, one's a closed slap. So it takes a little while till you develop it, as they tell you. Don't worry, this will take time. So I have to say, not playing in so many years, I realize how slow I am. And I did buy drumsticks, but I'm going to learn first how to play with my bare hands, as they are conga drums. So now I can tell you how the story goes. So I ordered the drums with my niece. The day after we saw The King and I, it was fabulous, by the way. Really fabulous, in fact. We had such a good time. Can't even begin to explain how much fun I had when I spend time with her. So she stayed with me, and then I was showing her all the different variations, what drums I was interested in and what I was thinking about getting. And really, after listening to them with her, it dawned on me the sound that I was shooting for. And I have to say, going and just ordering online, sight unseen, it's not always the best idea, especially if it's, you know, a musical instrument. You want to be able to hear what it's going to sound like. So I played them in the store, played with them, I should say. I didn't play them by any shape of stretch of the imagination. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of a sore throat. I went to a party Saturday night. I'll get to that after. So we found online that they were having a sale. So for $300, you could get a set of conga drums, a set of bongos, and the stand. And then the instrument that comes with it, it's a little tiny wrench that you can tune it with. So we run over to Sam Ash, and I put the order in. And so for $300, I get this gorgeous conga set. Now, I have to tell you, I was really happy that I was home when it arrived because the super was going to sign for it. It was all set. It was all done. We had it all arranged. And they came so early in the morning that I was home, and I was like, oh, thank God, because I have to tell you, they are really, really heavy. It's not exactly the easy move that you think it's going to be. So that was the kind of, you know, just the nature of the beast. There's nothing you could do about it. It's just, it is what it is. So anyway, hey there, sorry about that. You know, technical difficulty, please stand by. What can I tell you? I just have every kind of phone issue that there is. So my niece and I went to Sam Ash and we bought the drums. So we ordered them. So I was home, they brought the drums up, and then I proceeded to put them together. And I have to tell you, I was a little spastic because I wasn't exactly sure how it all went. It's not brain surgery. It took me one try to put it together, and then I saw that there was a few issues. And then took it apart, put it back together, took it apart, put it back together. So after the third, the charm, it's perfect. So what did I receive? I received my two big conga drums that are 28 inches each and a set of bongo drums. They also sent me a second set of bongo drums. And inside it said replacement heads, but they were different size. So I went back to the store and I told the salesman I got an extra set of bongos. And he said to me, don't you remember you ordered them with the bongos, that you got the two congas and the bongos? And I said, I'm very aware of what I ordered, thank you. I got an extra set of bongos, a different color, slightly smaller set. I said, do you need me to return those? He was shocked that I came in. And he said to me, no, it comes from a different store, and it's their error. There's nothing you can do. They won't take anything back. And I was thinking, well, that's interesting. So what if I wasn't happy with it and I wanted to ship it back? I guess I'd have to bring it to the store. So he said, they're yours, and I'm really surprised that you even asked about it. I was like, well, okay, that's good. I said, listen, I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I don't tell the truth about it. That's the way I roll. Thought it was very funny. So now I have a set of bongo drums in my studio and the two congas and the bongos in my apartment. And I ended up buying a set of drumsticks. The whole thing was very funny. It was a really great story, really great feel. And then because it's less than 30 days, one of my friends found online another store that was selling the same set for less. So they actually refunded the difference, which was really kind of cool. So there you have it. Four drums, less than I expected, and all said and done, I'm very happy. So my niece was loving the whole fact that we were ordering instruments together because everybody in my family plays an instrument. So now my big joke is I'm telling my brothers we're getting the band back together. One of my brothers is a huge Beatles fan. I am not a Beatles fan by any stretch of the imagination. However, there are a handful of songs that I appreciate. I guess you could say I appreciate a lot of their music. It's just I'm not a fan. I can't really listen to that. I never really did listen to it. It just was too poppy for me. I've never been a fan of top 40 anything. And three summers ago, was the first time that I actually even danced to pop top 40 music because that's all they were playing in the clubs. And I was like, oh, all right. I have to say that my favorite club music is still techno. And I always liked house. You know, there's something to an underlining beat. You know, DJs today just don't play the way they used to. Very annoying because it's like they play one song at a time. They mix haphazardly and actually mix is a very deceiving word in the DJ era because nobody really mixes. All they do is they put one song after the next. Nothing smoothly mixes in, so there's no underlying beat. Although I have to say, when I go to Pasha, they have three floors, and all the music is really well mixed. They never stop the beat. That's a real DJ. That's a real mix to me. So I find it very irritating when, you know, the DJ just plays one song at a time in these little venues. Speaking of little venues, I'm going to be going dancing tonight. I was invited out, so I'm definitely going to do it. I wasn't even sure I was thinking about it. Now I'm kind of like, you know what? Yes, I will definitely go. I went last week, and it was spectacular. Great for my brain. The best thing on the planet for my brain and my body anyway. So number one, I'm going dancing. Number two, I'm meeting somebody downtown to talk about an event. So we're doing another event similar to an event I did at the beginning of the spring, I want to say. Yes, it was cold outside. And yes, I ended up going to my brother's that night late. All I did was bring a few of my prints and some cards. And I forgot to mention that I always bring the cards. I never bring them out. I never remember. Small purchases. Small Steps Alley. That's from Contact. So anyway, I'm going to be doing this event. It'll be on the 16th of September, which is also a Wednesday night. And Wednesday night seems to be the night
I'd say Wednesdays are always an interesting day for me, the hump day. And that holds so many, 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 many meanings. And I have to say honestly that Wednesdays were always a very busy day for me on every level. That was the way Wednesday went. So I'm going to be doing this event in 2 weeks. And that's the way that's going to go. So I will be posting it. I'll talk about it more next week when I have all the deets, because I'll have those tonight. And that's how that'll roll. So anyone that wants to come out, it's 1 and 1, which is First Avenue, and First Street. 1 and 1. So I'm going there tonight. I have a meeting, and then I will be running to Brooklyn to go dancing and to meet some friends. Yay! Yay, team! Very funny. So yesterday was like a record-breaking heat wave day. I think it hit 97 degrees. I don't think that we broke 100 at all this whole summer. That was a record-breaking heat wave day for the date. So September, what's today, the 9th? So September 8th, we broke the record. And in 1880-something, it was 94 degrees on September 8th. Very funny. Certain dates that you just always remember. Because of the wonderful things he does. Anyway, so there you have it. Now, I have to say, so this weekend, you know, Labor Day weekend, and I have to say, actually, the whole summer, I haven't really gone anywhere. I did really almost nothing other than painting. I did some really nice paintings this summer, if I do say so for myself. And so I finished all these things. I did nothing. So I had all these plans, and nothing. And the next thing you know, everybody's been inviting me every which way. So the Labor Day weekend, this last hurrah of the summer bash, I ended up going to an impromptu party and decided to go the evening of the party. It was in this spectacular apartment on First Avenue. Hold a moment. Who is it? One moment. Another delivery, and I'm, like, in the bus. Yes, that's right. I'm in the bus. So, throwing on clothes now to answer a door. And, of course, you know, the whole thing, that my radio show has been interrupted how many times today? And I actually think I know what this is. So, let's see. This should be something from Sprint to make my phone work a little bit better, but we'll find out in one moment. Please hold on. Hey, how are you? Thank you. You too. Take care then. So there you have it. The Sprint box is coming. This is not my replacement phone, though I will be getting a new phone. Kind of in the craziness of the way things are going. So just a million interruptions today, right? It's just the nature of the beast. That's the way life goes, because it goes that way. So half my show is done, and I've been interrupted and distracted and still being very focused. So I went to this party on Saturday night, and people were coming in waves. It was very interesting. Beautiful apartment on the 18th floor, overlooking First Avenue towards the East River. Beautiful views. The shape of the outside building is interesting because on the inside, the windows kind of come into the room like a little bit of an inverted V. So there's this one side of the entire apartment is all windows. And then there's a little tiny terrace, probably about the size of my bathroom, My bathroom may be a little longer, but the terrace may be a little bit wider. Not huge. And I have to tell you, it was crowded, packed on the terrace. Everybody wanted to be on the terrace. It doesn't matter how big a room is. If they put a room outside and it's a nice summer evening, and it happened to be a cool night that night, everybody wants to be outside, and especially since everybody smokes. I didn't even think that many people smoked anymore. It's so passe. So there were a lot of people smoking, and they were smoking all sorts of stuff. And, of course, that meant that I was not out on the terrace. I was on the terrace when I first arrived before it got really packed. And we arrived probably an hour and change after the set time to arrive. And we bought some really cool drink. This was a coconut sake. And we proceeded to kill the entire bottle. I don't think I even once felt slightly impaired. It was just really like drinking coconut water with a slight taste of sake. It was very interesting. It was very funny, actually, the whole evening. And we were in this store, so I'm with my friend, and I have to say I'm not so sure that she likes it when I give her initials or her name, so I'll not. Last initial is an S, so we'll leave it there. So we find this store. We wandered around Chinatown for a while. So I parked my car down by my mom, and then we just kind of walked around Chinatown for a long while, actually. And then decided the last minute, we're going to go to this party. Let's pick up something to drink, and we'll go there. Well, they had all these really interesting bottles. Now, I've never been into a liquor store in Chinatown. I usually go into the stores to buy duck if I don't feel like cooking it myself, because really duck is a winter food to cook because the oven is on for approximately 4 hours at 400. It's freaking hot. And my apartment's already a furnace. So to turn the oven on and leave it for 4 hours at 400, you do the math. It's hot, okay? So I try very hard not to cook in the oven during the summer. And so we ended up going into the store and we purchased all this crazy stuff because the bottles were so beautiful. So we bought this crazy brown sake, and the proprietor said, well, you want to serve it room temperature or hot. And I said, okay, we can do that. So she ended up staying over Saturday night because by the time we left the party and by the time we got home, it was so late. It was just crazy. So I was just like, listen, why don't you just stay? We'll have brunch or breakfast. We'll do something tomorrow, which was Sunday because she wasn't working on Monday anyway. We ended up knocking around in my neighborhood on Sunday, and that's when we discovered that the drums had been promoted on another store on sale, and so I was able to go and get my drumsticks and at the same time a refund. It just all worked out so well. It was like so meant to be. It was just so meant to be. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. Yippee-ki-yay. Anyway, so we purchased this brown sake stuff, and after running around, such craziness. So my phone died, and now my home phone is ringing. My home phone is not working. They're coming on Friday to fix it. It's like there's a thumping sound in the phone. So there's nothing I can really do with that phone. Talking into it is atrocious. So I apologize for all the disconnections. And, you know, so anyway, so getting back to the end of the story, which story was I on? The watercolor. So when I'm painting on several different things, the only thing that I can do is jump around. But when it's in 90 seconds, so when something is sold, I become so hyper aware of it, I'm afraid to paint anywhere near it because sometimes I splatter a little paint. And, you know,
I don't want to splatter any paint on this painting because, well, that would really be a bad thing. So, anyway. So that's the story, Morning Glory. I have to say I'm going to stick to it. I don't think that I'm going to go extra 60 seconds. I don't think that I'm going to go extra long because of all the technical difficulties. I don't think I'm going to redo the show. I'm just going to leave it as it is and with all of its beautiful distractions and connections and. So I apologize for all of the interference. But, you know, this really is the nature of the beast, and that's how I go with electronics and technology. I'm very savvy. They don't like me. That's the only way to go. There you have it. Anyway, the party on Saturday was spectacular. I had a great weekend. I also went to see a show last night impromptu. I went to see the Twerkoff show. Now, Jack Twerkoff, 10 seconds, Jack Twerkoff has been dead for a while, and this was sort of like, it wasn't really a retrospect because there's not enough work in it. But what they did show, this was at the Alexander Gallery on 26th Street, off of 10th Avenue. And so what they did show were paintings that have previously not been viewed. Very interesting work. I have to say the painterliness of my two favorite paintings in that show. I was really surprised. There's a lot of calligraphic hand prints, you know, hand painting. And the colors are so subtle, the way that they change. So Jack Twerkoff worked on the Golden Mean. That was his, you know, he worked off of the Golden Mean. And the Golden Mean is that one thing is a quarter size of something else. And it's the spiral. It's the universal shell. It's just how something gets larger and larger proportionately on an infinite scale. And he worked this out with triangles and rectangles and squares and diagonal lines. And then what he did was to show the subtleties of change. It was the colors that he used, and they were still so painterly that I really, really enjoyed that. So I have to say that I've been influenced by his work for a long time, and going and seeing this particular show was really interesting. As I've been in, like, the midst of changing my geographic. I would like to change my geographic position, but my geometry paintings are about to change. So I have been working on watercolors and abstracts in the interim while it's sort of manifesting itself. It does not mean that I haven't still been doing a lot of geometric drawings. I just haven't painted any because I'm in a transitional state. And the status thereof is as it is. So, thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of the Lisa Lisa Show. Learning how to play the conga bongos together, one at a time, because you can only play one drum at a time, but I have the 8 movements. Now I just have to learn them cold so I can do them quickly, because right now I'm the snail moving slowly, slowly, slowly. So, Lashana Tova to all my Jewish friends. And I will be back on my regular schedule time next Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa signing off.